VCD, January 28, 2012. VCD, Jay Sachidan.
Sriman Tharaswami, Vijay Vardhavanma, Dev Dhari Swarupe, Mahavidya Kshetrama Vichreche, Emne Atyan, Koti, Koti, Namaskar.
This is on Moh and a Man, Moh, illusory attachment, Man. And this is on Man, part one, in the Whale Shibir in 2001 on Pride. And this is all gross man, gross pride. If somebody compliments you, you become very happy. That is gross pride. If when you're respected, you like it. That is called pride. When you don't get respected and you get upset, that is also pride. Prides and insults, say respect and disrespect, are all part of pride. All part of pride. Even the fear of being slighted or insulted is pride. And the one who is not afraid of being insulted or disrespected, he has no desire for being respected. But whatever you like, whenever your sense of the self, small SELF, is stroked and you like it, that is pride. If the people whom you do not know very well, if they insult you, you don't mind it as much as people who are very close to you, those who with whom you have a good relationship, and if they do it in front of a lot of people, you really get burnt. It hurts a lot. Upman, insult. To digest the problem of pride is to really not to be affected by issues of respect and disrespect. Pride and insult. Dada says that it is not easy to really digest the problem of pride. And some people are such that when they get a lot of respect and a lot of appreciation, they get upset too. The one who has had a lot of respect and appreciation from the very childhood, such a one can handle man or pride. But the one who has grown up with a lot of scorn, disrespect, rejection, then his hunger for pride and appreciation and validation is very heavy, very heavy. These are all reactions. This is a very good discovery of Dada. Dada used to say that we ourselves, if somebody calls us Ambalal instead of Ambalal Bhai, I will not be able to sleep the whole night. Why did he not address me properly? Why did he not tell me, give my full name? Does he have something wrong about me? Is he thinking something negative about me? And his mind will be delving and going around in this only. And the other person may have just been very involved in his own affairs, and then he might not have noticed it, but this Dada would be churning this whole issue all night long. So pride and insults, disrespect, is a very big storm within. If somebody respects us or appreciates us just a little bit, we will do everything for him or her. We also become his devotee. As long as he doesn't slight us or insult us, we are his devotee. We feel as if we are his and he is ours. This is because he has stroked your pride. And then he says, we have a very good relationship. There's a lot of love between us. There's a lot of love between us, he'll say. But he's... Come, ambassador of Madras, Ajit Bhai. So then you should know that why is he giving me so much? Because I like it. The person who gives you, strokes your pride, can only do so if you like it. Otherwise, you will ignore it. Generally, people try to protect their sense of the SCALF, small SCALF, to the point where they do not want to be disrespected heavily, but it is at a minor level, but not at this major level where there is a deep hunger for people to really appreciate you the moment you walk in. It is natural. Wherever there is the business of pride, I stroke you, you stroke me. I validate you, you validate me. I respect you, you respect me. There is no love really. There is no real love there. It is conditional. It is, you treat me well, I'll treat you well. You have treated me and the way what I believe myself to be well, and therefore I will treat you and what you believe yourself to be well. So this is not Atmagnan, this is not love. In the true sense, it is really a shop. It is a give and take of man only. Beyond man is man means whatever you're getting, there is an expectation for more. Ego with rich materials is called pride. In other words, you are expecting more than what you deserve. And even heavier than that is the ego of doership and the tasting, the sweet taste of that. See how well I did it? I can do it very well. That is garva. Garva means doership and ras means the juice of doership. If you did this function very well, you did this program very well, you talked so beautifully, all of the, in externally you might say it is all happening, it is all vyavasthit, but internally you are consuming the sweet juice of doership, garva ras. Ramesh Bhai responding, this is a satsang in Wales. Even if nobody has complimented you, there is a sense of smugness and satisfaction. You can see it by looking at their faces. If they are all happy and smug, if you have arranged a shibir in Wales and everybody enjoys the mountains of Wales, you are taking the beautiful satisfaction of how nice it is, everybody had a good time. And you are tasting the sweet juice of doership. See, I arranged this shibir here. As if you created those mountains. Today is the topic of pride, no? So we have to go deep. Let's go forward. Yeah, you need to come forward. He's sitting in the back someplace. What kind of awareness should I have against this tasting the sweet juice of doership? How can I be aware? Because it is your pride that got a little disturbed. You should just yearn for even better services and comforts for the Mahatmas. If this is a good shibir, but can you make it any better? That should be the intention. How can it be even better? Then you will not enter into tasting the laurels and the results or the man and garvaras. And then when somebody makes a comment that is not to the point, then you get stirred up and you get upset. Then you can check which button inside has been pressed, because when the wrong results arise, when there is a disturbance, when one or two people do not appreciate and write negative comments about how costly it was or how they didn't get the best room, or it could have been better and they could have arranged it better. Because those negative comments can carry you into a whirlpool of negative thoughts with that person for 4 to 6 months, and therefore we have arranged that at the end of the day, wash it all off in Samaik. You catch the chotli. Chotli is that little place where you bind your hair behind, like Siddhartha does, you see. Lift it up like this. If somebody says, Siddhartha, you did it very well, you like it. Somebody says, but, you know, I have one comment. May I give you a comment? And as soon as the comment starts, you start getting negativities about him. The unfolding karma effect. So, the sweet taste of doership will arise in the unfolding karma. And I recognize that it is wrong, but... So, I talk to him. Then, who did it? Who am I? It took so many other evidences for it to happen. And so the conversation is going on inside that there were other evidences which made it happen. So at that time, what should we do? When does it arise? So, the non-self complex may show different things, and you, with the awakened awareness, can set the conversation with the... Just like when there is a slightest sexual attraction, we open it up and we... Because of our strong nishchay, we pick it up and throw it out, we weed it out. I do not want sexuality. There is absolutely no pleasure in it. It is very major problem for my bliss of the self, sexuality. So, even if there is the slightest reaction of attraction, is the awareness is not there. In the same way, and then, but more than that, is this tasting the sweet juice of doership is even worse than sexuality. It is very strong. It will entrench you in doership. It is a kashai that will not let you experience the bliss of the self as capital. So that's where you have to have a very strong nishchay that I do not want to enter into tasting the sweet juice of doership. Sexuality will come to an end sooner or later, but this tasting the sweet juice of doership will not come to an end even till death. I did it, I did something good, it is pleasant. The slightest appreciation of your SELF, small, it creates a heavy veil over you, especially in this Kshatriyas and the Patels. Their Kshatriyas are very mani, they are very heavily laden with pride. They are pride-laden people, the Patels. Vasanti, you also, yes, yours too is full of man, Vasanti. You know, you're slightly disturbed a little bit, you get heavily disturbed. You see, you slip off. Everyone has man, but some people have more problems with pride and self-sense, small SELF. I'm something. And because even if you have a little bit of non-self complex energy, Paudgalik Shakti, people can see it. And as soon as other people become aware of your non-self complex energies, especially if they are deficient in it, they will appreciate more of that in you. And they'll tell you, you're so good, you're so good in this, you're so good in this. And you are sunk. They pull you down. It entangles you in the doership and in tasting the sweets of doership. And the intellect will always take the side of the sweet juice of doership. I did it. It is, yes, after many a lifetime you have cultivated non-self complex energies that lets you excel here in this world, and you will have the fruits of those. And at that time, and it is visible to the people, they appreciate it. When they come with flowers in front of you, when flowers come, the world can see it, especially on your Prakriti. If there are flowers, people will appreciate them, will they not? And if they are very colorful and they are fragrant, people will appreciate it. That's natural. It's natural for the world to appreciate that which is beautiful within you, which is excellent within you, that which excels. And it is at that time you are sunk. Are you the pure soul, or are you the beautiful one, or the excellent one, or the bright one, or the very expert one, or the adroit one, or who are you? As more and more non-self complex energies arise, you know, if you can cook very well, people will appreciate you. If you can keep house very well, they'll appreciate you. If you, cooking has been done by so many evidences. If somebody has, you know, there is, as you see somebody, the salt, the water, the fire, the masala, the ingredients, the vegetables. So these are all SCE, scientific, circumstantial. Are you the doer? Or is anyone else the doer? Even if you are a master expert, you'll screw up sometime or the other, would you not? Can happen, right? Yes. When the good happens, you swell, and when it gets spoiled, then what do you do? I tried my best, but what can I do if the other thing was not very good? Or if that other ingredient wasn't very good. This is the nature of man. Man will not let you remain in the Agna of Agnani Purush. It will throw you away from the true doership. You do not want to give the slightest scope to Garvaras, the taste of doership. and to pride. Even when you get a lot of respect, there's a problem. And even when you don't get any respect, there's a problem. It is called ladva, the laddu, the sweet taste, sweet food of pride. If you've been hungry for a while, you will really gulp it up. It doesn't want to share. If you got a very favorite cheesecake, the tendency to eat it yourself only. You do not want to share a bit of that with anyone, especially because you like it so much. Dada says that if you do get respected, it is perfectly alright to get taste it and enjoy it. But the intense underlying greed for it is the problem. Intense underlying greed for more of the same is the problem. Garvaras. Garvaras. Yes, the sweet taste of I did it will. And you might taste that too, but find out who tasted it and who am I in it. The last type, last gnan for garvaras is, you know, everyone will feel good when something good happens through them. But if the awareness is that it has been done through scientific circumstantial evidences, then you're fine. So there is, then you will not enter into the taste of doership. Then you can catch it in samayik. Oh, I swallowed the whole cheesecake. I should have shared it with the other people who were also helping me in this. But you claim I did it. The pudgal machinery is so complex. The inner machine. It works 24 hours. By the second it is working, the pudgal. Something or the other is always cooking in this machine. I liked it, I didn't like it, I'd like to do it, I don't want to do it. But and when the moment you say I like it and I don't like it, you're moving away from vyavasthit. Who are you in this, and who is the liker and the disliker in this? I know the like and the dislike. But I cannot remain in the awareness as to who this is happening to. The one who does not like it, I am not that. And the one who likes it, that's not, I'm not that. The one who knows the liker and the disliker is who I am. I am only the knower of the one who likes or dislikes. Who tastes the sweet juice of sweet juice of doership. The pudgal, the nonsense complex, has brought all of this material from the past life. These are all such positive and negative subatomic particles. The positive ones makes you like them, the negative ones do not make you like them. When the negative subatomic particles are discharging, you will not like, even if it is very used to like it. Now you don't like it. And so you are constantly repelling from the positive to the negative to the positive to the negative. It is happening to the pudgal, but the intention of proximity, the samipya bhav, you are so close to the pudgal, the non-self complex, that it almost feels, you say it's happening to me, I don't like it, I like it, I don't like it, I like it. It is the ego that is saying this. Samipya bhav. The old studied habits of it is happening to me, I like it. the old habits kick in, and therefore you say it, and saying it only confirms it, entrenches it. But these are all subatomic particle reactions in reaction to the external evidences, and you are the knower only. You are not part of the subatomic particles or the effect whatsoever. You are not part of the effect. That was charged in ignorance, and now it is discharging. But now I have to see it in Gnan. In Gnan, you have to keep it separate and see it. See it. It is not happening to me. It is happening to Siddharth. It is happening to Nancy. It is not happening to me. That's Niruma's neck problems. This talk about we used to stroking the other person's pride and get what I want. I would kind of... I understand. Then it happened that I am something and I would not respect the other person at all. It is part of scorn. Initially I used to stroke the other person in order to get my own respect. Then later on I felt like I am superior and the other people are nothing. And so they got repelled by the fact that I was not appreciative of them. I'm a little concerned about this repulsion that people feel because I am kind of, I don't respect them. I should respect everyone. I do not want to stroke their pride, but I should have an inner sense of respect for them. There are two types, says Niruma. To give respect and to keep respect are two different things. To give respect and to keep respect. We don't want to give respect, we just have to keep the respect. Keep the respect. Keep them with respect. Appreciate them. Keep them above you. There's a little different. You don't have to go out of your way to kind of stroke his pride. Otherwise, you're going to. If you give the respect, if you kind of go out of your way to stroke his pride, it'll end up in repulsion because you cannot keep doing that forever. Just be natural and. Supposing Ajit Bhai comes to Dada Darshan. Niruma says, we don't give him pride. We don't say, come, hi, how are you? We just say, come, Ajit Bhai. Just like I would say to any Mahatma. Then also take care of his needs, the small and large needs, and to satisfy those. Whether it is Ajit Bhai or any other Mahatma, we think about their needs. And those who are sick, we take more care of them. Even the Aptaputris have been trained that if somebody is sick, they get the highest priority. And supposing there are 100 people. There are 60 to 70. And then the Aptaputris have to take care of all the Aptaputras so that their needs are taken care of. There are only 5 or 6 Aptaputris, but they cook the food for all the Aptaputras. They take care of them. Supposing they have made khichdi, they know that 2 or 3 boys don't like khichdi, they just can't stand khichdi. Then they will just open up some nasta dabba, which is this snack boxes. So they'll make bhakri for them. And flatbreads, and then put the label for them. This is for 1, 2, 3. These 3 boys, they have to have bakri because tonight they can't eat khichdi. So they know it. They have bakris for those boys. And so they eat bakri and shak. This is roti and vegetables. And they make other arrangements, whether they like light, easy, smooth rice or very sticky rice, etc. They take care of all the boys. They never complain that we don't like it. The boys say that even my mother and my sisters don't take such great care as these Aptaputris are doing. Yeah, they don't say I'm very busy, good. At least the mother and the sisters will sometimes say I'm very busy, you do your thing. The Aptaputras have more respect for these Aptaputris than they have for their own mother or sister because of this. Yes, sometimes they get all stressed out because everybody is in a hurry, but they all adjust. So they say that this is a lifelong responsibility of the Aptaputris to take care of the Aptaputras with reference to their food needs. Because these boys have left their homes, their parents, their sisters, their families, they are coming here, dedicating their life to the cause. All they need is just the right kind of food at the right time. That's about it. And they need love of this kind where they are not interfered with otherwise. So then they never even remember their home. After a while, they don't even think of their home. They are so busy from morning till evening doing the work of the foundation. And so they don't have time. When they're hungry, they just want to eat their meals and go back to what they're doing. So this is the difference between keeping respect and giving respect. Yes, we keep the respect. But sometimes the respect is not kept. But at that time, I look at the positive qualities of the boy or the girl. And then I want to become free from all of these files and enter into liberation. And so they are at my level, they are all Aptaputras like me. If I keep that in awareness that they are all mine, then this no Aptaputra is below me, or so they are my level only. So then the respect remains for each one of them. So then I don't go into the stroking their ego, pride issues. I but just say that I respect them because of what he has entered into, a lifelong dedication of service. But I do not want to feed his pride, but I do not want to disturb his level and the sense of the SCLF, small SCLF. Is this okay? That Niruma said, that is good. That is, in other words, do not disturb his sense of the self, Brahmana, his level, I am something, do not disturb that. But the extra stroking of the pride, you see, that means it is to give pride to somebody, to stroke, to compliment somebody so that the person will compliment you, is subtle deception. It is, you are entering into sukshma kapat, subtle deception. You are deceiving yourself. Why are you hungry? Why are you stroking this person's pride and sense of the self? Because you want to be appreciated by him. He is a big man, so you want to be considered big next to him. So if we stroke somebody's pride, if we kind of compliment somebody unnecessarily, you have to check and see what is the hunger behind it. Why are you doing it? When you really do not want anything from anybody, would you do anything? You want to preserve his pride, but you do not want to give him the extra stuff. You do not want to hurt him because, if he's a very mani person, he expects it. But are you going to feed it just because he expects it? Or are you going to be yourself? And who does not like appreciation? May give it to Mahendra Bhai, he will like it. He doesn't like it. his. If you do not like unnecessary stroking of how good you are, that means you are now on the exact path of liberation. Man is a big thing. The world runs on man. You stroke my ego and pride and I'll stroke yours. But we do not want to do that for anyone, do we? What is the worldly interaction that is unfolding naturally? You move along in that direction. You know, the love is more precious than appreciation. If you can see the Shuddha Atma in him, and there is a healthy appreciation for the kind of work he's doing with, then it's good. You don't need to really kind of dump him with a ton of compliments. And you know, he may appreciate it temporarily, but then later on, it will not last long. Compliments do not last long. And he may be saying negative about you. And then he may be saying negative things. But where there is love, there is a continuous level of love. It doesn't increase or decrease. It is not pride issues anymore. It is no pride, no prejudice. And the way you talk to such a person is with love and is with the naturalness of love. If we interact by seeing the S capital self, is that called Prem Swarup, the embodiment of love? He says, yes, you not only you see the S capital self, but also you have no beggary inside. You are not hungry for anything from that person or with anyone. Yes, when you see the S capital self in the other person, you will have a tremendous sense of oneness with him. No bhed, no separation from him. See the pure soul of the other person. You become the self S capital and see the self in him or her. But if you get involved in his or her good qualities, you get swept into the relative. See this S capital self and know that this quality of his is this way and this quality of hers is this way, and that's how it is in the non-self complex. That is how the Prakruti, and we are to settle the file with equanimity. It's a file. It is a relative file. It is a relative mixture of good qualities and bad qualities. Sometimes it's possible to see the S capital self, and at other times I forget to see the S capital self. What kind of veil is it? The veil will come, but then, you know, she did this, she did that, and you do not want to be dragged into really to seeing him as the doer. He's doing good, he's doing bad. If you see him as the doer, that is a heavier veil over your vision. First you miss seeing the S capital self, and then you are seeing him as the doer. So now you've gone into, so at the end of the day, clear it off. Is he the doer, or, you know, did you say he did it, she did it? You have to clear it off with pratikraman at the end of the day by rewinding the video. The Gnanis are always seeing the S capital self. It is the Shuddha Upyog, yes. They do not miss out on that. What a beautiful... On the one side, we have to see the self as capital, and at that time, when the other person is talking, you just have to say, he's a pure soul, he is a pure soul. But when you yourself are speaking, it is very difficult to remain as his capital self. When the other person is speaking something, you can say, he's a pure soul. But when you yourself are speaking, it is so difficult to not be the owner of the speech, and therefore you become the owner. And as long as you are the owner of the speech, you slip from the awareness. Yes, when you are listening, it is easier to see the S capital self. When you are speaking, difficult to remain the S capital self. And so you can mumble inside that pure soul, and the record is playing. The other person's record is playing, and he's a pure soul. The record may be sweet or it may be harsh. Hansi is just constantly going on. I'm Siddhatma and she's Siddhatma. That's all. That's Hansa Ben, who lives here now.
Next.
Next. Okay. Pinky. Pinky, say something about your experience. When the other person is talking a lot and his radio doesn't shut up, you can start saying he's pure soul. But if you react to what he's saying, then you cannot remain in the S capital self. Reaction is through the ego and the intellect. And then you create a file.
Yeah.
When I sing, how can we see the pure soul as well as to communicate with him? Yes, it's possible. It happens natural because the S capital self continues to be there, and you are aware of the S capital self even as you are aware of the speech conversations that are happening. No. Are you responding or is the response happening? I says, when later on when I'm talking to a person, I forget that he's a pure soul. I begin with this S capital self, and then once the conversation is happening, I forget that it is he or she is a pure soul. But that's the start, is it not? This is how you start. If that happens, if with Dilip, he will take out the wrong tooth, will he not? So he has to pay attention to what's going on. So when the other person is speaking, then I know that he's pure soul and that his filled stock is coming out. Then it's good. That it is good. If the other person is speaking and then you can say his filled stock is discharging and he's a pure soul, then it is good. You are in excellent dual vision, relative and real vision, Agna 1, Agna 2. You are already in Agna 1, Agna 2. So, and if you are aware that it is your field stock that is coming out, even as you are saying the pure soul of the other person, that is even better. That it is my junk is coming out and I am looking at this. The Shri says that I have shown you a $5 billion diamond and then I close my fist. And then you know that fist contains the... Yes, that you don't have to keep on saying he's a pure soul. You just have to have that awareness. So it is in the awareness is the pure soul. You don't have to. You should just have maintained the khayal, which is the awareness, just as that is a pure soul, and the external speech continues. You don't have to say he's a pure soul. It's an awareness that the pure soul has come in front of me and this is happening. Initially there is a little, I just say the pure soul and then I speak with him for 10 minutes and then later on I reconnect. Yeah, so in the beginning I'm aware and then when he leaves I'm aware, and the time of conversation I'm not quite with it, a dual awareness of the relative and awareness of the real. You see, when I get flustered and I'm a little upset, then I cannot see the S capital self of the other person. Then I'm involved with what's going on inside, the inner disturbance. But if you can do a little bit of hammering that he's a pure soul, it may help. It helps. So have the continuous awareness, have the initial awareness that, and it's a dual awareness, both are parallel, they are not to be mixed with each other. If the awareness leaves, the upyog will not remain that. The first, the awareness is critical, and then the upyog will come, the applied awareness in specific matters. And this will not let you enter into man or stress, inner stress, or garbharas, tasting of the pleasure of doership. Let us do the samayik. There is just some comments now. The ladies Shibir. Today 6 to 7:30 there is registration today for the ladies Shibir. You bring your ID cards and get registered for the ladies 6 to 7:30. Today we are going to do the samayik on the pleasant and the painful, and at that time it is very difficult to remain separate, so we need to say that the painful and the pleasant arises on the basis of Vyavasthit, and therefore it is easier to remain in separation. So we are going to do the samayika separation with reference to the painful and the pleasant that arises in front of us. It is not happening to us. Jai Sachidananda. The samayika is to be done. The topic of the samayika is that, and I don't know whether Deepak Bhai is going to. If you are here for 10 minutes, then I think he will come on the phone and do the vidhi. So let us do the samayika until they call us. Okay, Jai Sachidananda. Thank you.